Amazon is reportedly getting into the world of messaging. Tech bloggers say that Amazon's Anytime will work on computers and mobile devices, allowing text, video, and photo messaging and games. But aren't there enough messaging apps already? Joanna Stern is the Wall Street Journal's personal technology columnist, and she joins us to talk messaging apps. Joanna, there are a lot, aren't there?
Yeah. I mean, when a company announces a new messaging app, my first reaction is always, because we need another one of these, right? It's like, we need another potato chip flavor or I mean, actually, I guess we don't mind those, right? But
right.
How many of these can we possibly have to choose from?
Well, look, some of us are just still texting with text on our smartphones. So what are the top apps right now?
Yeah, well, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that you're just texting with text because you're not. So if you've got an iPhone, you're using iMessage, which is Apple's version of a messaging app, mm-hmm. right? And last year, Apple loaded that up with all different types of fun things like new emojis and stickers and apps. And soon they're going to add the ability to send money to a friend through iMessage. So all the big tech giants now have messaging apps and they want everyone to be on their platform because a messaging app is only as good as the people that are there. And so Apple's got iMessage, Facebook has Facebook Messenger, they also own WhatsApp, they also own Instagram, there's Snapchat, there's Google Hangouts, there's Google Allo. So the landscape is very crowded, but the important thing to remember is that no matter how many features or services they add, it ultimately comes down to where are the people you know.
It's all about the people you know, and the companies only care about that. Here comes a stupid question. Are they collecting some information out of this?
It's not a stupid question. And the main reason messaging apps are important to these companies is they want you to be in their products, right? The fight right now in Silicon Valley amongst these big companies is we want you to be our users, right? So Facebook mm-hmm. wants you in Facebook Messenger, so you spend more time on Facebook or on WhatsApp and Instagram. They're getting this family of services to work together, so you're in Facebook's world wherever you are. Same with Apple, right? Apple mm-hmm. wants you to be in iMessage because then you'll buy more iPhones or you'll buy whatever the next big thing Apple makes, right? Because that service just works on Apple's products. It's the same for Google. Google wants you to be more in its services, so you'll use Google Search. So messaging can really be looked at as sort of a little link between all of the other things. They might not make money directly on messaging, right? Mm-hmm. You don't probably pay for that app. You might not even see ads in your messaging app, but you are using other services, and that's where they make the money.
You know, I thought it was a stupid question because I'm just assuming that everything I do now, the only reason this service is being offered is not because some techno giant thinks that it's...
Yeah, they don't care about you.
Yeah, they don't care about me. But they are collecting data. Is there some way that they're using data here?
So that's a very good question. And so when you are thinking about what messaging app you use, you do want to know about the word encryption, right? Is the message you're sending secure? Is it landing on the company's servers? Can somebody intercept it? Now, many of these messaging apps offer encryption. Some of them don't do it by default. So iMessage, which is on your iPhone, that is encrypted by default. Facebook Messenger, you have to turn on the setting. In many of Google's chat apps, you've got to turn on that setting. So that's something you want to be cognizant of. Now, when you talk about other services they can build into the apps to get your information, that's something that's starting to happen. And so you might have heard this term chat bots, right? Mm-hmm. It is a service that might offer you information. So if it sees that you are sending something about, let's go see this movie, it might serve up something that says, oh, do you want to send more information about this movie? Would you like to search about that movie? This is something Google has built into some of its chat apps and Facebook is also working on. And so there it is looking at what you're saying because it needs to search for that information based on your text. Hmm.
And by the way, some other encrypted chats are Signal, Confide, Telegram. We've heard from a colleague who uses a more open chat system, messaging system for a group of people and then a closed one maybe for, you know, one person that he's talking with. Is there benefit to having, you know, more than one app?
So I think you can't avoid now having more than one app. You basically have conversations going on in all of these places, right? You might have someone on Facebook Messenger who you're Facebook friends with, but they might not know your phone number, so they're not going to iMessage you. They might not know your email, so they might not be on Gmail. So I think it's pretty impossible at this point to just have one place for chatting. I wish we could have it. I think that's the dream. My guess is that if Amazon or any of these other companies enter with a new service, they're all going to try and promise, this is the one place you can chat.
Well, you know, I was thinking as you were speaking, well, this just isn't true. I really think I just use one message app. You know, I text, but then I remembered that, of course, I use direct message on Twitter, and I use WhatsApp for people overseas, particularly one friend, because that's all she uses. So if your world expands, you...
And I get, are you a Facebook user?
No, stop. Never. Not going there. No.
You've never used Facebook?
No.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, then I should do a story about you.
Yes, I'm the one. That's Joanna Stern, the Wall Street Journal's personal technology columnist. Joanna, thank you so much.
Sure.